episode of First Base.
Ooh, best podcast on the internet. Not biased at all.
Today we're recording from two different locations. We're on the ground. Boots on the ground.
Recording. Boots on the ground. Hashtag
technology. We are in Cleveland, Ohio.
No, we're not.
Following the sports people.
Definitely not following the sports.
I'm Leanna.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Kate. Tabitha couldn't come this week.
Tabitha has been killed. But
so busy.
We've swapped out our animal friend this week. Instead of the elder poodle, we now have an angry cat.
Yes.
Yes. That's our vibe.
He's our fourth host this week, and he's here to talk with us about bro code. Girl code.
Yeah, we had to have a
mutual friendships,
a male energy in the room.
Yeah,
before we just completely trash his gender.
Right. So this week we're talking about basically what you do in terms of your friendships when you get a boyfriend.
Yep.
Right.
And what your friends do in terms of their friendships when they get a boyfriend.
Right.
Since none of us actually have boyfriends. So.
Correct.
And what you do when your boyfriend has friends that you have to interact with regularly.
Ooh, I can definitely talk on that.
Yeah. Definitely. Ooh. Kate can too.
Good times. Good times.
All right.
So I think most notably when friends get a new boyfriend, they're really excited about it. There's kind of an obvious trend of people ditching their girlfriends to go hang out with their boyfriend all the time. And a lot of times they'll take on the boyfriend's friends as well and just try to like immerse themselves in that group.
Yeah. I think like you can be excited for your friend for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And then it's like, okay, like what's the new protocol gonna be, right?
Yeah, like are we still doing stuff on Saturdays? Are you gonna spend the whole weekend every
Saturdays
weekend with your
are
boyfriend?
Not for the boys.
Yeah, Saturdays are for the girls. Like if you're not, you know, getting ready together to go out or like throwing on a few eps of Sex in the City, are you really living?
What's the point?
Yeah,
well, and it's just a whole different vibe. Like probably a good majority of my friends these days have a significant other, and you know, great for them, whatever, I don't want to be bitter. But it totally just changes your vibe and your priorities when you're not single. Not saying you have to go be degenerate and, you know, be like naked falling off a bar every weekend. But I just feel like a lot of people naturally kind of change and are like, you know, I don't really need to go out anymore. I don't need to, you know, try that hard because I have someone who's automatically going to be
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the opposite and that I just genuinely like going out. Maybe not as hard as I normally do when you have a boyfriend, but like my idea of an ideal weekend night is like going to the bar and hanging out with my friends from the neighborhood and Kate.
Yeah. I'm an interloper in the neighborhood. Yeah. I'll say that I like the idea of when I have a boyfriend of still going out and doing things because I guess I never really graduated from the idea of a relationship in college, which I think was the ideal relationship where you hung out maybe like a couple of nights a week. And then on weekend nights, you didn't necessarily have to do stuff together. You would just end up at the same home at the end of the night or dorm room.
Right.
Like, I just, you know, I just want to guarantee.
The same lofted bed.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, I would like to know who I'm sharing a bed with because I find, you know, that taking it out of the equation can make it a lot less stressful to go out because you don't have to worry about meeting people.
Totally.
But at the same time, if your boyfriend is someone who doesn't like to stay out late or who isn't that fun, you can't really just be like, oh, I'm going to go out with my friends and then I'll see you at 1:45-ish.
I think that we had the ideal situation last summer with Kate's boring boyfriend because he lived one street away from me. So on Saturdays, Kate and her boring boyfriend would hang out and then we'd all go out together. I obviously didn't have a boyfriend because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you
That's
really kept our relationship alive. I think we would have broken up a lot sooner if you hadn't been there.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're basically our hangout buddy, someone that I could actually have interesting conversation with who wasn't always complaining. So.
Guys, I'm a great third member of a relationship.
You are a great third member
really
of
where
a relationship.
I fit in. I'm a great...
I am as well. I feel like I am in at least two thruples.
Yeah.
But to that point, I think it's definitely also a move if people don't want to, like, spend time with their friends, but they don't want, or maybe they do want to spend time with their friends, but they don't want to sacrifice time with their boyfriend, and so they'll just bring their boyfriend to every single thing you do. Ugh. And they're like, we're all friends. The three of us are friends. And you're like,
yeah.
No, like, I'm not here for him. He's fine.
I think that works, like, one out of every 100 times.
Yeah, especially right. when it's a thing that's, like, all girls, and then there's just, like, one boyfriend. Yeah. Because you feel like you don't want him to feel excluded, so you have to then, like, talk about some token, like, male conversations.
Sports.
But I don't like being in a situation where I'm out with all my girlfriends and then one boyfriend where you feel like you have to censor yourself and you can't talk about the stuff you're going to talk about otherwise.
Totally.
So it's just not going to be as fun for all of the girl squad involved because, like, can't spill all those juicy details about last night if someone's boyfriend is sitting there, you know? Why are we fraternizing with the enemy?
Yeah, and I think, like, in my friend group especially, like, things have gotten so convoluted. Everyone is dating each other's roommates, boyfriends, friends. It's like, recently there was a breakup in the friend group, and now everyone's kind of like, what do we do?
Oh my god, it's like Ross and Rachel.
It is. It is like Ross and Rachel. So, like, what happens in that scenario? How do you pick sides? I mean, obviously, you pick your girlfriend's side.
Yeah, you pick the girl.
But, like, in that kind of situation, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Things get dicey.
Things get really dicey because I think also when you're, like, deep in a romantic situation, you have a lot of trouble sometimes having a clear perspective on things where it just seems, like, so incredibly important to you to keep your significant other happy. This hasn't happened to me anytime recently, but, you know, like, once upon a time.
Years ago.
Where you really are prioritizing the person you're in a relationship with and you kind of do it, like, in a way where you end up kind of screwing over your friends or not prioritizing your friendships, not putting your girlfriends first and not making everyone feel loved and appreciated. And I think that sometimes people feel like they don't have enough time and attention to go around. But if you're in like a really intense romantic situation, still important to like at least like text your friends, like stay in touch. Like don't just fall off the map and then resurface 6 months later glowing being like, ugh, I'm sorry, I'm just so in love. I'm sure you understand. Because guess what? I don't understand.
Or resurface 6 months later being like, we broke up and now I have not invested anything in our relationship in 6 months.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I'm always happy to let people sort of follow their own paths. But I just feel like when you come back, don't expect things to be exactly the same. You know, women are such adaptable creatures. I think it's really easy for, you know, if you are hanging out with one friend less because they're in a relationship, it's really easy to get closer to other friends.
Yeah.
You know, I like to throw my affections around. So
I feel like that's also how some of the best friendships come to be. Like you're friends with one person and then they kind of fall off the map a little bit. They get a boyfriend, they're in love, they're disgusting. And then you like become friends with the other people in that group. And that's happened to me a lot.
It's a good way to meet new people.
I think that also like, at least this has definitely happened to me. I think we've all been in a relationship and there's been a conflict between our boyfriend and one of our friends. Ugh. And in the moment, I know that I've taken my boyfriend's side before and then after the relationship felt like such an asshole.
I still feel bad about a time I took my boyfriend's side and this was in 2008.
I mean, boyfriends are never right at the end of the day.
Yeah,
they're never right.
And it wasn't even that. It's just that one time when I was in college, I got hit by a car. Well, not hit by a car so much as I was walking.
Was your boyfriend driving the car?
No, I definitely wouldn't have taken a side then. Fuck that. No, I was leaving a frat party and a fraternity shuttle ran over my feet. And luckily I was wearing heels that took all of the force of the car and they just like snapped in half, but my ankle was really swollen. And you know when you're like really drunk and kind of like it's kind of like being a little kid when you just want your mom. I only wanted my boyfriend to take care of me. I didn't want my friends and I felt really bad because I was basically crying and just being like, no, I need to see him. Like, he needs to be the one to take care of me. Like, I wouldn't settle for anything else. And I think I made my friends feel really bad, which I still feel guilty about because, like, obviously they're more than capable of getting me an ice pack. Like, it's not like I had to go to the ER, but.
Right. Also, I think the important lesson here is you're still friends with them.
Yeah.
And you're not together with him.
No, not that I know of.
I mean, he might be in the DMs. He might be in the DMs.
He's in the pending section.
Oh, no,
of the
he's
DMs.
Not. He's not in the DMs. You know, generally don't let people DM you after they marry your doppelganger.
Oh yes,
Blurry Kate.
Blurry Kate.
BK.
Oh Lord.
BK. Just to explain our little nickname. If someone looks exactly like you when you squint, they are the blurry version of you.
Right, and, like, how many times has someone dated someone right after you that is the blurry version of you?
It's very comforting if you, especially if you're a heavy drinker.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, because you're like, ah, nothing's changed.
Yep. We're still together. Who
Don't
knew?
Have to adjust my life at all.
So true.
Well, going back to the whole going out debate, I think I've been on both sides of it. I've had a boyfriend who, like, was maybe borderline an alcoholic and wanted to go out all the time really late. And then I had a boyfriend who was, like, a sleepy grandpa and never wanted to do anything. And, I mean, neither are great situations, but like you were saying, at least you can make the most of the sleepy grandpa situation and spend that time with your friends.
Right. And then the sleepy grandpa's still waiting for you when you get home.
Right. And as long as he doesn't have a problem with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think my going out philosophy is, like, the more the merrier, which obviously is how I get into trouble all the time.
Explain.
And, get into trouble or get into a throuple?
No, I just love, like, having everyone out. I love all my friends to be friends. So if someone wants to bring their boyfriend, like, I don't really care if it's a big group and if, you know, like,
yeah, if it's a big group, it doesn't
matter. If we're out and about and there's tables and places for me to not be standing, I'm fine if you want to bring your boyfriends. But, like, if it's me, you, and your boyfriend, that's a totally different story.
Well, I feel like you enjoyed it all last summer, so.
Well, I didn't really count him as being there.
Yeah, to be fair.
Like your shadow.
He was the interloper in that relationship.
He was the intruder. I think that it also, I'm still looking to find the happy medium between people who, like, love to party so much and people who are boring.
Yeah, I'm, like, in the middle.
Yeah.
Because you want to be with an adult. You don't want to be with a psycho, but you don't want to be with someone who's boring.
Right, like, I want to go out, but I want to make sure that there are chairs there for me to sit in and that there's enough, like, wine for me to drink.
Right, you want to, like, go out to a point.
Right. Like, we're past the days of, like, being out, I mean, mostly. Definitely, it's fun once in a while, but we're past the days of, like, going out and raging till 5 a.m. drinking 300
totally.
Vodka sodas.
We are past that.
I said sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's fun, but in general, like, if Kate and I go out, we're going to the neighborhood restaurant and drinking wine until we fall asleep.
Caitlin, I didn't want to bring this up on the podcast, but this is the second time that you've not included me in your
I'm sorry,
out.
Maybe you should move back to the city, huh?
Yeah, move back to Cleveland.
Maybe if you move back to
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame!
Boston, which is where we actually lived, we could all go out again, just like we used to.
You know, you're not wrong.
See, Lana came to visit last week, and we had so much fun. Moved back.
Yeah.
Sorry, sorry I couldn't come because I was attempting to go to a salsa dancing class. It didn't even happen.
Come back and stoke those friendships that you let fall by the wayside.
Tough times.
JK, JK, JK. So, question. And we are approaching our chicken break.
Yes. Soon. We have chicken nuggets in the oven, guys. Yeah. We need to take a break.
Don't drink the wine.
Pizza's drinking my wine.
Pizza, don't pizza do is it. The name of
pizza's
the
a cat.
Pizza's the cat.
That's for me, pizza. That's for Auntie.
Before our chicken break, I would like to just tell a very related story of what occurred to me with me last night.
Oh.
What
yes.
occurred with me. What occurred
Lord
last night.
Lord have mercy.
Can't so... wait. I was at work, innocently receive a text from this person that, like, I guess we're approaching friends, but we're, like, friends through a friend, mm-hmm. and we've just been, like, trying to hang out on our own and just make an effort to, like, be closer, and so she's like, do you want to come meet at this bar and we'll watch the hockey finals? And I was like, sure, that sounds
Mistake
fun.
Number one.
Mistake number one, sports.
Sports.
So I was like, sure, whatever. I really like that bar. It's one of my favorite ones in the city of Cleveland. And
no, you live in Wichita and don't you fight it.
Why do we all live in the Midwest in this fantasy world?
Because it's, you know, the best place in the country.
Yes.
So So I get there. Oh, before I get there, she texts me and goes, by the way, my friend is coming. And I was like, okay. And this friend had an androgynous name, like a Jordan or a, what's another one? A Jean. I don't know.
Jean?
What, like Jean Shalit? Was it Jean Shalit?
There are so many androgynous names to choose from. And you go, Jean?
Yeah, Jean's a great one. I guess that one would have been given away by the spelling. But it was an androgynous name. But I just assumed it was a girl, or even if it was a boy, fine. So I get there. It's a guy. I was like, okay, I guess this is just, like, her guy friend. Fine. We're sitting down. This person is, like, pretty horrible and just impossible to talk to because he's one of those people that he thinks he's smarter than everyone and will just argue with you when you say the sky's blue just because you must be an idiot. He was a hateful little man. But I was like, all right. I was like, why are you, like, coming on this strong? Whatever. Are you taking a picture of me?
Oh, pizza's chewing on the computer. We're dying. But he just licked it and then made a fit. Pizza, don't lick it. You're going to get electrocuted, I think.
Okay, anyway. So, it's like, I don't know, we're into the second period? Is that what they're called in hockey?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, what? No, yeah. I think they're called quadriles.
No, there's only three.
Quadriles?
Oh my god, Pete's blocking the camera.
His little
We're having technical difficulties of our bi-coastal recording, because the cat is now blocking the camera.
We're on the same coast.
Wichita and Cleveland are...
Neither are bi-coast. That's our bi-coastal. We're not bi-coastal.
But so we're sitting there, and this guy's just super irritating, and I get a text from the girl that I'm with, and she says, by the way, this is my Hinge date running long.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me? Not only is this not your friend, this is someone you literally just met that night.
Bitch,
and so
please.
They were... there on their date, and I was just sitting there, and then she starts texting me, what do you think of him? And I said, I hate him. He's terrible.
That was not clear.
Reminds me of once upon a time when you brought a date to a group gathering and I didn't care for him either.
Me?
What's that?
Yeah.
Oh, when my boyfriend came to the Boston skating thing?
No. When we were
Who's my date?
When we were at Wink and Nod.
Oh, yes.
Let's not repeat what I said.
That tall, wanna, tall man.
Because I don't want to lose sponsors, but...
It was not nice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was terrible.
Sometimes I think having a third person on a date is fun. As someone whose sister, literally for 2 years, would invite guys on second dates and invite me and not tell either of us it was happening. So we both show up and be like, hey, and then realize that we were actually on... a thruple date, I guess.
I just don't see how people ever expect the third person, the thruple-er,
yeah,
to ever be a fan of the guy in that situation, because you're already kind of like, well, this isn't great.
Right. Well,
I'd also like to defend myself in the previous situation. That was an end-of-night meetup. He was not invited along to our plans. That
he
was
souped.
An end-of-night.
He was horrible! I did not care for him.
You made that very clear.
Yeah. In case I wasn't clear. In case, you know me, it's always like, oh, smoke and mirrors, not really sure how she feels about things.
Never sure.
Never
Face
sure.
Definitely doesn't give it away.
Nope, never gives it away.
Well, you were right.
Yeah. We usually
are. And now
I think it's
time for your chicken break.
Chicken break.
Well, we're coming back from our chicken nugget break to talk more about what happens when you get in a relationship with your friends. What happens with your friends? Wait, I fucked that up.
When you get in a relationship with your friends? Caitlin, we're not interested. Doesn't matter how many times you ask.
We're coming back from our chicken nugget break to talk about friendships and relationships.
Friendships and relationships. So,
how they come together and how they fall apart.
Yeah, number one... I think we all at some point have been set up on a date by a friend with one of their friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes good. Sometimes it doesn't go so good.
Please talk more about that, Kate.
So I got set up back in the day by a very, very sweet friend of mine with good intentions.
I hope she's listening.
I hope she is, but Hi. She's probably hey, not. Girl. I haven't talked to her in a while. I'll send her this podcast to say what's up. So anyway, she set me up with one of her friends who is very nice. He was a lawyer, very successful, great family, blah, blah, blah. But
good on paper, the worst kind.
Good on paper, but
it's a trap.
As I soon realized, and it was very uncomfortable, very much in the midst of a midlife crisis, I will think back. I think that maybe I was 24 and he was 35.
Oh, I thought you were talking about someone else.
Oh. Who did you think I was talking about? Anyway.
I thought you were talking about two summers ago.
Oh, no.
It's a story for another day.
No. So she set us up, and I was like, yeah, he's really great on paper. I looked up his, you know, college picks.
Life story.
And we met, and he was the hot mess express. I don't know how else to describe it, but I will say that on our first date, he picked me up, which I was really excited about because nobody picks you up when you're 24. No offense, Leanna.
It's true.
But
people still aren't picking me up, and I'm not 24.
People pick me up sometimes, so once in a blue moon.
Do they start picking you up then after you turn 100?
Ooh. Kate's well, here in Wichita, not a lot of people drive, so.
I love you.
I'm sorry, I'm very distracted planning a murder.
You said you were born in the dark ages. on anyway. One of our
Before Jesus
episodes.
Was born.
Anywho. Our first date, he picked me up, and this bitch drives to a McDonald's.
Oh, no.
And says, so what do you want from the drive-thru? And I was like,
Wait, on your first date?
Our first date. And, like, he was a very successful lawyer who, like, very obviously had money.
Was it a pregame for your real date?
No, he took me to McDonald's, and we went through the drive-thru, and so I ordered a Filet-O-Fish, because I was like, oh, you got jokes? I got jokes. Eat some fish in your car. So,
that's disgusting, Kate. There's no reason to order a Filet-O-Fish.
I actually like a Filet-O-Fish.
Ew, Kate.
Yeah.
Kate. Oh, no.
You know, I'm not perfect. I never promised you.
We're currently hiring a third podcast host.
Fuck you guys. I'm not perfect. I never promised you a rose garden, okay? We all have flaws. I like a Filet-O-Fish, okay? We all have flaws. So anyway.
Unless it's during Lent. And, there's no reason.
You know, I kicked it back to what I would order when I was five. Which is a Filet-O-Fish and a high C.
When you were five, you were eating Filet-O-Fish?
Yeah, weren't you? What age did you start eating
fish?
No,
never.
Your mother would be horrified
I
that you're saying
that. I ate chicken nuggets
My mother
like everyone
took,
else.
Who do you think took me to McDonald's when I was five? Strangers?
I ate chicken selects with my nannies.
First of all, chicken selects were not invented yet because I was born in the dark ages. But anyway, so this dude took...
See? You admit it!
It's only okay
it's
when
It's only
she
okay
it.
When I say it.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Like when your friends call you a bitch or like you call yourself a bitch, it's okay. But if a random person called you a bitch, it's mean.
Right.
You know?
She's my bitch. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So guys, after we went through the drive-thru and ate McDonald's in his car, he basically was like, that was a test. You passed. He was like, I don't want women to want me for my money, so I always take them to McDonald's to see how they would react. And
how
I was like,
how many people is he dating that he thinks he needs like a routine?
Like,
you know.
Newsflash to him, like, you're not that cute.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter how much money you have. I don't think people are throwing themselves at you.
I
so,
hate
anyway,
that.
Needless to say, we went out a few more times.
We dated for 3 years.
But the reason that I realized he was having a midlife crisis is, well, our second date, he took me to a really nice restaurant and put a lot more effort in, and that was good. But then for our third date, he asked me to go to a wedding with him in New York. And I was like, that's a little weird. Like, we don't really know each other. And he basically got drunk when he was there and texted me and was like, I just wanted you to come with me so that I could show you off to all my friends. And I was like, ew.
That's weird, but also nice. Was this a Chang Bang guy?
No. Guys, no, I think it's a compliment to, like, be like, oh, I want to show you off. And it's like, yeah, like, that's nice in one way. But then that's also kind of like, am I only... Like, are you only with me because of how I look?
It gets worse. It gets so much worse. He started live texting me feedback that he was getting while showing his friends my Facebook pictures.
Ew.
Which was so creepy because, like, we've only gone on two dates. Like, ew. I'm not really that into you. And, like, it was very obvious that, you know how some people get a Corvette? I was the Corvette.
Oh, no.
That's nice. At least you weren't, like, the minivan.
Yeah, it just, it was insulting and creepy at the same time, so we did not continue dating.
I feel like that. The last guy that I dated whose friends I met, I felt like, you know, when there's a show car and it's on a revolving little thing?
Yeah.
There were so many of them there, I felt like I was just, you know, like princess waving from the little spinning platform.
I think that we should do our dramatic reading from a very special book.
It's a sad story. You know that your parents have been married for a long time when they essentially share a brain and both gift you a book for Christmas. So to be clear, two copies of the same book without discussing it with each other. That's called Sexually, I'm More of a Switzerland.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It is a compilation of personal ads put together by lonely people. So... as it says, these ads prove that even if you're lonely, you don't have to be boring. So glad that's the vibe my family is picking up for me. Lonely, but exciting.
What did you, what was the sitch at Christmas? Weren't you sat in like a Barca lounger?
Yeah, but that was unfortunately
too sad to tell.
Different Christmas. Yeah. Nothing says fuck you for being single, like being made to eat soup in a recliner and not be booted from the dinner table because only married people get to sit at the dinner table.
Now that my sister's getting married, I'm pretty much a third world citizen.
Well, get ready for that recliner soup. I was done real hard.
I'm well on my way to recliner soup.
Yeah, recliner soup is a low point for sure. A low point, I'm sure I will continue.
Continue to go lower.
I will be volunteering to work over the holidays to avoid said soup recliner. You too, bitch.
Pizza's so ashamed.
Pizza just woke up and is so ashamed. Yeah, you weren't there. Okay, so
leave a space.
Let's listen to some beautiful passages of personal ads from this very insulting book that was gifted to me.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah.
A book so nice, they named it twice.
A book so nice, they gifted it twice to their sad, lonely child. They're exciting lonely child.
Switzerland.
Drooling, toothless sociopath seeks female any age to help make this abandoned gas station kiosk feel more like a home. Must bring shoes, size 10.
I feel like we should make one of these quotes our dating profile bio for a week and just see what happens.
Yeah. Maybe this one.
It's not like we could get worse options.
Just as chugging a bottle of White Lightning on a park bench will make you nauseous and diminish the respect of your peers, yet taking just a glass of cold cider on a Barbie summer evening will quench your thirst and take you back to heady days frolicking in West Country apple orchards. So it is with this ad.
What?
Fucking what?
I don't even understand that.
Man, 37, refreshing in small sips. Where the delicate nuances of Somerset, I think this is British, burst through full and flavorsome, but anything bigger and you'll end up puking over your own shoes and smelling of wee.
Yeah, that's actually really real.
That's dark.
Great in small doses.
If you had to decide which country you were sexually, which country would you be?
Switzerland, for sure.
I thought maybe I was more of a Brazil.
Ooh. I feel like I'm probably Antarctica.
And then I know nothing about it.
Yeah, Antarctica.
Yeah, I'm a barren wasteland.
Yep.
Or am I India? Overpopulated.
Wait, I'm sorry. This one's pretty fucking good, too. Once was wonderful, twice was terrific, but a third, that's just damned crazy. Serial husband hoping for a home.
Dad? <That's dark>.
Yeah. Narcissus of Truro. Oh, this is definitely from the P town. Truro on the Cape.
Of Wichita.
Of Wichita. Cape May, New Jersey, or just Cape Town, South Africa.
That's where we live.
Yeah. Likes nothing better than admiring himself, but hopes gay man to 45 will rest contented as a close second.
Yep.
I feel like I wrote that.
Same. All right. On that note,
One more.
Okay.
I've kissed too many frogs in search of my prince. Woman, 32. Retired from amphibian zoology very much against her will.
Is that you?
Bitch, I am not 32.
Okay, we're wrapping this up. On that note, thank you for listening to another episode of First Base.
First Base.
Bye.
Toodles.
See ya.